Second by JR, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We received the following correspondence. Municipal Shelter Inspection Report from New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets. Letter from New York State Thruway regarding seeker negative deck for communications monopole placement at the Thruway Authority in Catskill. Letter from Central Hudson regarding routine line clearance. Green County Resolution Number 499-24 authorizing chargebacks of election-related materials and services. Number 524 authorizing delinquent water and sewer sidewalk charges to be added to the assessment roll. Number 503-24 authorizing levy of omitted taxes. Number 504-24 town levies. Number 505-24, authorizing the re-levy of unpaid school taxes for the year 2024. We received a postcard from HOCA regarding this year's artist and sponsor reception for the Cat and Around Catskill project for Sunday, January 26, 1 to 3 at the Senior Center.
Did they reserve?
Yes.
Yep.
Last year.
Information from the Association of Towns for the annual training and meeting conference in February 2025. Continuing business. You want to give, got a couple updates, flagpoles?
Yeah. Pickleball court. We have a pickleball court partially in place at Ricky Kramer. The scoreboard is up. The flagpoles are all here and we're going to begin installations. We're getting quotes now to put them on the front of Town Hall. As soon as Highway can pour cement, we'll put the new one up at ambulance. And then we'll have the other one installed at Ricky Kramer probably before baseball season starts. And then we did take delivery of the second Kubota. That'll be going to get its snowplow put on it.
Nice. Good.
Everything seems to be running very smooth. Cemetery is doing a great job and they're extremely busy. Ambulance, everything has been smooth. ZNS Flooring is going to be installing the flooring and fixing, putting the wall covering up in this month at ambulance. And the next phase with pickleball is they'll be installing the two benches and the fencing. And then once it gets warmer, they can put the lines down. But the court looks amazing.
That court looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to leave that netting up, or are we going to take it down for the winter just so it doesn't get damaged by the weather?
What?
For the pickleball court. I was thinking about that one.
It's just, what they said is just store it in the loose position. It doesn't affect it.
Okay.
You only want to crank tight when people are playing. And then once it's fenced in, it'll be much safer. We don't have to worry about anyone driving over it. Which now the gates are all chained and locked on the field, so.
Okay. Anything else? Any other continuing business?
Working on with Central Hudson about some more lighting in the parking lot down there. We have a form I just have to fill out with the clerk and send it over. Okay. I think that's about it.
Okay. Anybody else have anything? All right. We have a request from the ambulance administrator. One of them is for Brianna Stevens. Offering her EMT position at $21.55. This is a full-time position, and her probation will be from February 2nd, 2025 to February 2nd, 2026.
Motion.
Her effective start date will be...
Sorry.
He's got to change that.
February 2nd.
February 2nd, 2025. He's got 2026 in this form. Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have another request from George for Thomas Todd. Another EMT position at $21.55 an hour. This is a full-time position. Start date of February 2nd, 2025. Probation ends February 2nd, 2026. And he would like him to start the beginning of the week of February 2nd, 2025.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have a request from Repair Cafe to use the Senior Center on March 22nd, 2024.
Isn't this where we just had an issue?
With the windows?
Yes.
I'd make a motion to deny the request as of right now.
Okay, motion by Brian to deny the request.
I second that.
Second by Dawn. Any discussion?
Is there anybody, like Mark or anybody, who could go and make sure it's locked up afterwards and everything is taken care of? Is there...
For stuff like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd pay him overtime to... Yeah. Or in the past, Liz has come in, I've come in to lock it.
But I did lock up after that.
Yeah, I think the issue with that is they had all the windows open.
Oh, they had the windows open?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because...
For the weekend.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And that was my fault. I didn't do
well, no, the people that are in charge of the, you know, the space.
They open them, they should shut them.
Yeah.
Well, they won't open them this time around because of the date. But...
Oh, March is going to be nice and sunny.
They did fix.
It says 24.
I see that too, yeah.
It says 3/22/24.
I mean, they did say they helped 40 people. They fixed 40 items during this last one. And I know it's free of charge, right? They don't charge people.
So,
yeah.
Put it to a vote.
Okay.
So,
I have a motion by Brian, second by Dawn. All in favor? To deny the request? Opposed?
Opposed.
Two opposed, 2-4. That makes me the tiebreaker.
Wait, two opposed? Who? There's five. Wait,
there's
so
five.
Yeah. Did you say you would let him?
No, I don't.
Oh, I saw your hand.
No.
Oh, so you're with them.
So it's three to one.
Three to one.
Yep.
3-1.
Yep. To deny the request.
That's 4. So. Who's not voting?
Well, he didn't do anything yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abstained. There you go.
Well, there's 3 yes votes, so really didn't even have a no vote.
Right.
I like the idea behind it.
I do too. I just don't like the fact that they left the building
right open.
So when they use the building, there's no fee for them to use the building?
Correct.
So maybe... We could charge a fee to have somebody go to... No, okay.
No, we're not allowed to do that.
Can't do that? Okay.
Nope. Okay. We have received a request from... Joyce Lassenderero regarding the Green County Ambulance or Animal Alliance. She's looking for a letter request from the town of Catskill. They're in the process of building a shelter, I think. Is this the one that's going in Carroll? They hope?
I think that's what they plan.
Yeah, they're looking for a place, Carroll,
yeah.
On top.
They're just looking for a letter of support.
So this is absolutely needed within the town, and I'm 100% for it. Motion by...
My one question though is, so the county currently funds, thus the town residents and the county residents fund Columbia Green Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a separate entity not looking for funding from any municipality?
Doesn't say that. It says that they're looking for a letter of support, from my understanding.
Right, but my point being is okay, we can give them a letter of support, but are they going to come looking for money?
Right, how are they going to pay for it? How are they
when the residents, the taxpayers, and the towns, everybody already pay for a shelter.
Valid question.
I mean, I have no problem supporting it, but they understand that we already have a municipal shelter.
Right. I think the whole point of this is to have something actually in Green County
instead of outside.
Okay, so I have a motion from JR.
Second.
Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We received a road name change application. This is going to be for Forest View Drive, which is off of Carroll Junction. Correct, Liz?
Yes.
This request was done a couple years ago. Long story short, wasn't fully completed. The highway superintendent's okay with it. A lot was sold in order for the people to build they need a legal road with an address.
County 911's approved it? Did County 911, 911 approve it already?
That's how this came about.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Who is the applicant?
Danielle Osorio.
Danielle Osorio.
Oh, okay.
Germantown. Okay, I think that is it for the official agenda. Liz, did I forget anything? It was just those two. Okay, does anybody have anything else?
Just a couple bullet points moving forward for this year that I'd like to see us accomplish. One would be is finishing the sewer use law and hammering down and finishing it off with coming up with connection fees and maybe sending out a mass, some sort of notification to people. We're way past the grace period now of connections.
Yeah.
It's time to make sure everyone's connected.
Years past.
Yeah.
And then maybe at some point this year we should revisit our fees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My only thing I have is maybe putting out a MOU for municipalities regarding dog control, where we're sending our dog control officer out to help other municipalities, which I'm not against. But the thing is, you know, one of them, he gets hurt out there, which he has. Mm-hmm. Calls before, and it's costing the town of Catskill funds when we're out there doing a service for them. So putting something out there that if we get called to assist them, then obviously that would be covered under that.
So the expenses associated with the call and any liability would
correct around. So we're not paying the medical bills and all that stuff if he gets hurt.
Impounding fee and everything else.
Correct.
Okay, so we can have I'll reach out to Ted later on tonight or tomorrow and have them draw up an intermunicipal agreement with, maybe we can get a list from John of what are the municipalities he's been dealing with. Mm-hmm. Start with them.
Send it to the supervisor for the town, yeah. Direct villages or yep. Whatever. So.
Okay. I'd like to send letters to both unions, ambulance, and highway. I know we're only in January, but I'd like to get both contracts done before June.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can get some dates in February to start contract negotiations. And any two of us can do it. It doesn't just have to be me, so.
We'll have to lay the two on me.
Nope, we're not going to. Oh. We're going to try to do this.
We should be able to.
I think the five of us are more than capable of doing it. If we need Elaine, she's there, but I think we're good.
Liz, yeah, it's pretty much been. We haven't really needed to use.
No. So send them both a letter requesting some dates in February to have a meeting, kickoff meeting.
Liz, we didn't get any applicants for the second dog control. Spoke to Mr. Silverman from the state regarding the pocket part. Once again, it's still in the works. It's just a lot of people. It's got to go through review boards and things like that.
Okay.
And so we're still on standby with that. But
I mean, at least you and Jay got on the radar. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's going through the process.
So that's all we have.
We have benches.
And we have benches.
And benches, that's it.
Okay. Brian, you got anything?
Spoke to George about the billing, and it brought up a good point, maybe that monthly he has like a hot sheet that if he's got people in collections, especially town residents, that he might be able to take a look, or one of his delegates, take a closer look.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe reach out and make contact with the people, especially town residents. I know people that are out of town that may not be, feasible, but he has, law enforcement services here that he can get phone numbers or whatever for.
Absolutely.
Just so we're not playing, the runaround or whatever with the collection agencies. And
because some of the collection agencies have the right addresses, and
yeah.
Then when we as a town are billing, it's not going to that physical address. So if you live in Palinville, for an example, it's saying Catskill address, so it's not getting to that person. Where the collection agency is getting theirs there, but they're not getting those other notices mm-hmm. prior to the collection.
And just so we're clear, it's through no fault of George's. It's right. the billing company. When they exhaust all their means, then they send it to collections, where if he asks for a monthly hot sheet, per se,
before it gets to collections.
Right. They can say, hey, George, we got so-and-so on, you know, Laurel Lane, one person on High Street, yep. you know, they or even out in the town. We should be able to get a hold of them, you know, yeah. through basic means.
I think it's good faith.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Okay.
Definitely.
Dawn?
So I sent everybody the senior center information this month, what's going on, and for last month, the number of attendees.
Now, is that number, we'll say 200
different people?
All right.
It's the tally of the entire month.
I still get some repeats. And,
yep.
Yeah.
And I spoke with finance and with code the other day, and that's just something I would like to discuss as a group in executive session, if okay. possible. That's it.
Okay. I don't have anything. Liz, do you have anything to bring up tonight?
I would just like to have a moment of silence for the passing of President Carter.
Okay. All right. So, Dawn, you want to make that a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel matter?
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by Brian. No business will be conducted after the meeting.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.